mental images of the congenitally blind. Several researchers have examined the mental images of blind children and adults. These studies address the broader question of how information is stored and represented in the mind, with the limitations imposed by the sensory deficit, blindness, page 52, Hall, 1981, stressed that mental images are a vital part of the development of cognitive processes, and stated, some differences in reasoning tasks observed in congenitally blind can be attributed to the use of different modes of representation, which results in different cognitive processing skills, Hall, 1981. Pages 284. Within the framework of our project, particular attention was focused on mental images as an hypothetical construct, an intervening variable, in two areas. These concerned, a. Evaluation of the possible role of tactile representations in basic instruction in mathematics, b. Designing the methodology for training in the use of tactile representations. In the discussion of developmental lag as it relates to blind children, Warren, 1984, stated that there must be certain factors that lead to the different skills and behaviors exhibited by blind children at different ages, and research should be